to the show called Let's Talk Homeschool. I'm Davis, and I'm with my lovely wife, Rachel, and we are your hosts. This is the show where we talk about everything homeschooling, the how, what, when, where, and why. We want to affirm, encourage, challenge, and inspire you in this adventure of a lifetime. Welcome to episode number 67. Today's show is titled The Word in Motion, Part 2. Okay, Rachel, let's talk homeschool. So in the last episode, we talked about the history and the making of this brand new Bible curriculum called The Word in Motion. It's in partnership with Walk Through the Bible. Today, let's talk about the curriculum itself.
Okay.
What does it look like? How does it work? What are the pieces and parts? And how can people get it?
And this is another, and backstep just a little bit. So originally when we were looking at doing this curriculum, all the way back in the beginning, the first time I went, I was thinking it'd be a 4-volume set. And even in 2008, when we entered into that contract for a brief period of time, I was still thinking 4 volumes. But I'm happy to announce here today that it's only a 2-volume set. So it's Old Testament and New Testament, 30 lessons in each of the 2 volumes. The first 15 lessons in each volume teaches the Old Testament narrative and the New Testament narrative and the 40 motions that, in your words, are the memory pegs for each one of those points on the narrative outline. And then lessons 16 through 30, again, in both volumes, teach the key words, components, authorship, theme for each of the books in those 2 respective testaments. So at the end of the day, you end up with 40 outline points for the biblical narrative of the Old Testament, and then 39 keywords and signs, hand signs, for the Old Testament books. And then in the New Testament, 40 new motions for the New Testament narrative and 27 keywords and hand signs for the 27 books in the New Testament. So in this is generally on the same model that Apologia has used in the past, the Charlotte Mason model, where there is a textbook where the mom or the dad will read the narrative to the children, to the family. And then there are notebook journals wherein the students can process what they're learning, what they learned and understood from the reading. And there'll be activities, there's memory verses, all of that. But in this circumstance, there's an additional element, and that's the video component. So the way this is taught and set up differently from, let's say, the Young Explorer series, right, is I actually teach the first half of the lesson on the video. And it's like 5 to 7 minutes long, so it's not long.
Yeah.
So 5 to 7 minutes long of the video, I teach the first half of the lesson. And then the parent will read the second half of the lesson is in the textbook. And then again, the activities are in the notebook journals.
Okay. So you got the video.
Mm-hmm.
And in that video, you show the motions, which
right.
is a key part of this. That's why the title, The Word in Motion.
Correct.
So you got video, you got motion, you got a text to read, and you got notebooking journals to engage with.
Right. Exactly. And that's one of the really glorious things about this curriculum. And I can say that that is really going all the way back to the first time I went to Atlanta to meet with Phil. One of the things, if not the thing I was the most excited about was this was a Bible curriculum that did not require your children to sit crisscross applesauce with their hands folded in their lap, which even all the way back then with only 3 children, I knew was a virtual impossibility. Our first 2 were sons. And they were always moving. And I didn't want Bible time in our family to be a period of torture for little boys who are just wanting to wiggle. And so I loved that this Bible curriculum, correctly done, means that they move.
Exactly.
That was pretty exciting to me. And so, yes, there are 40 motions that go with the 40 outline points for the Old Testament narrative. And again, for the New Testament narrative. So doing this curriculum well means that your children are moving.
In the end, when your kids finish this entire curriculum, the Old and New Testament, they will have learned and memorized 80 outline points.
Right.
And a motion that goes with that storyline point.
Right.
For the entire Bible.
Right. I mean, it's really, really so exciting because you are able to, in this curriculum, which spans 2 years, so each testament we've laid out to be equal to 1 year's worth of curriculum. Again, 30 lessons, one a week. You can give to your children by teaching this to them the literal foundation, or as we often have said, a skeleton on which they can go back and spend the rest of their life building onto their biblical knowledge and understanding of who God is and who they are and where their role is in this epic story that God is writing.
Right. And so it's not just the 40 motions for Old Testament and 40 motions for New Testament to learn the storyline, but each volume is divided into two parts. The first part is the storyline. The second part, they're doing the similar kind of hand signs to remember a key word for each book. So at the end of learning the Old Testament and end of learning the New Testament, they will know the overall theme and the main point of every single book of the Bible.
Yeah, and then that's pretty impressive, right? I mean, how many people know what the book of Habakkuk is about? I mean, a person on the street, not even person on the street, person on Sunday morning, who can tell you the key word for the book of Psalms or Song of Solomon or Galatians or 2 Peter? You can teach this to your children, this fundamental biblical knowledge that is the most important thing that we can be teaching our children.
Absolutely. So the great part about this curriculum is the motions and how that ties in with so much to make the memory engaging and doable and not arduous. And so, and in the end, your kids, hopefully the goal is that they'll fall in love with God's word, fall in love with God, and remember the storyline and the main point of every book. And that is knowledge that is valuable far beyond gold and rubies and everything that Scripture says.
Well, and I think there's a direct line too, right, between this curriculum requiring our movement physically and our call as God's children to be engaged. We don't have an active faith. We're supposed to be, we don't have a passive faith. We're supposed to be active in what we do. We're supposed to be about the business of God. We're not supposed to be crisscross applesauce. And so I think getting our kids up and moving with this curriculum where their whole bodies are engaged in telling God's story. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. We're supposed to be moving and growing and flourishing in God's word.
Exactly. So here you're hearing the pieces and parts of this curriculum, the overview, the big picture, how it works, that there's two volumes, Old and New Testament, motions, notebooking journals, etc. I bet you're asking, oh, can I see more? Can I see samples of the video? Can I see samples of the text? And the answer is yes. So there is a website that is available now. If you go to apologia.com/Bible, you will see the first page where you can sign up with your email to get a sample of the table of contents, the first chapter. You can see samples of Rachel doing the lesson one video. There's a lot of FAQs on that site, testimonials, everything you would want to get a good idea of what this curriculum looks like, feels like, and works like. And you can even pre-order. Matter of fact, you can already pre-order right now. And we will be shipping these to you starting July 12th. So you want to get in on the pre-orders to make sure you reserve your copy and have it ready to be shipped in early July.
One of the things that we did all those years ago, Davis, you might remember, is we would have the kids, we would teach the kids the outline like during our school year. And then we would have like a presentation to my mom and dad, or when we had the co-op, we would present what we had learned. This is a great tool for giving the gospel message to unsaved relatives or neighbors. You know, the kids have a way of presenting something and doing it with their whole heart in a way that it can be better received sometimes to people who don't know the Lord. And so teaching this to your children is a way of giving them the tools to share what they know to be true about the love of God in their own lives. So it's not just for your family. I mean, it is for your family and it is for every individual member of your family, but it's also a gift that you can give back to your community, learning the basics of God's word.
Oh, well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it is designed for young and old to learn God's word, the storyline, the outline, and the books.
And that's something we haven't said is I'm really, you know, Walk Through the Bible adult seminars are for adults, right? And they do have a kids seminar that you can go to. And so the question has come up, what's the age range? Who's the target for this curriculum? I am not so secretly aiming at whole families doing this. I think this is a whole family curriculum. And I think starting off your day, learning about the truth of God's word, delving into his love story for all of mankind, and daring to consider what is my role in God's epic story? What is it that he needs me to do, has called me to do, has made me to do for his glory and for the advance of his kingdom? I can't think of a better way to start off your day.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, is there anything else you would like to share about this curriculum that's actually available now?
Yeah. I want to thank you because you've persevered with me for 25 years through this, and you've been with me through my ups and my downs and my crying and my, I can't believe it, and my frustration, and you've really spearheaded it in amazing ways. And I want to thank you for not just standing by me, but believing in the product, believing in the curriculum and your vision for how this could really change families, communities, and hopefully culture. I mean, the answer to everything that's ailing us right now, and there's a lot ailing us right now, the answer is not complicated. It's found in Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
And God and his word. And I think we make those changes one family at a time, one heart at a time. And we can't depend on the government to do that, but we can depend on the gospel to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, this is exciting. This is a great time right
it
now.
Is.
I mean, we're launching the Word in Motion. So folks, get your copy. Thanks for listening to us today, and we hope you'll join us next time. If you liked what you heard, please share it with a friend. This is Let's Talk Homeschool, and we are your hosts, Davis and Rachel Carmen. We want to thank our sponsor, Apologia Educational Ministries. Their mission is to help homeschooling families learn, live, and defend the Christian faith. Apologia is the number one publisher of creation-based science and Bible curriculum for homeschooling families, with over 130 number one awards covering a time span of more than 13 years in a row. Now that's impressive. But more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA and the world. Go to apologia.com, a great place to explore creation. Have a great day, and until next time, we are walking by faith and enjoying the homeschooling adventure of a lifetime.